How did Lumpua Cha cultivate his wisdom, Satipanya? How did he generate his energy, his virya? Well, I mean, I think one of the things is, as I mentioned, is just his temperament to give himself to what he was doing completely. He didn't really he had prodigious energy. He had a tremendous propensity for putting energy into things, and so I put energy into practice. But he also, I think he had one of the things is really, I think in terms of temperament that gave Ajahn Chah an edge in his early years, and was kind of his part of his temperament as he got older. Even you see his curiosity; he was always curious to reflect, to investigate, to experiment, to try out things, and to see what worked, what didn't work. And so, I think that willingness to experiment, and it's not as if he didn't have doubts. He had lots of doubts, but he always wanted to test them, and so that sense of that willingness to test, to question, to look closely, was really a factor in his developing of his wisdom. In his teaching, he would refer to it in the sense of having to question, and having to do the practice oneself. All the Buddhas can do is point the way. We have to do the practice. The teachings are to be reflected on. And it's also that sense of what we have to do is learn how to teach our minds. And so he was always looking at ways to teach his own mind. And so that it wasn't as if he was just trying to fulfill a formula, fulfill the formula of the Four Noble Truths, fulfill the formula of the Eightfold Path, fulfill the formula of Sila Samadhi. But it was always picked up with a sense of questioning, investigating, applying, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work, being willing to adjust and start over. That was all. I think that was very much a part of his temperament.